Brock 107 WIRX. Good morning, 713. Brock Hunter.
Hey, good morning.
Today, we are going to have some clouds this morning, some sunny clouds, chance for some rain, kind of a whole mix of it today. High of 48 tonight, partly cloudy, low of 35. Saturday, sunny, comfortable, cool, high of 51. Nice day to start off the weekend on Saturday.
There we go. All right.
Right now, let's do your morning dump.
It's the Morning Dump with Brock and Hunter. Trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more. Brought to you by Honor Credit Union.
You'll like this because you're a dirty pothead.
Jeez, man.
A 40,000 square foot. Let me say that again. 40,000 square foot marijuana megastore named Planet 13 now just opened off the Strip in Las Vegas.
Oh, man.
Ooh-wee.
You know, we actually visit when we went to Vegas in January. We did go to a pot shop.
Just legalized.
Yeah,
when you guys went there, yeah.
Check it out to see how kind of, you know, how awkward it would be, I guess.
It's no joke.
Dude, it's crazy.
It is nuts.
And you walk in and literally it's all laid out there right there for you.
We're going to be seeing weed stores popping up everywhere, man.
You know?
The owners of the store are describing it as an experience as it features music, 47 widescreen TVs, and an interactive laser show.
God, man.
Good God. And, of course, weed, man.
Yeah, man.
It all goes according to plan. Planet 13 will serve at 2,000 customers a day with 42 cash registers.
God, it's like the Walmart of weed stores.
The Costco.
You know, the Costco of weed stores. Right.
You can go buy a 55-gallon garbage bag full of weed.
That's a lot of weed.
I will have 80 pounds of weed, sir.
Mm.
That's a lot, man. Well, hey, like you said,
there's so many different ways to get high now. It's ridiculous.
It is
nuts.
What
if I happen to just taking a couple puffs?
It's nuts. All the different types of weed and all the different ways to smoke weed.
Mm-hmm.
High school, we had a soda can.
Yeah, a soda can or
a joint.
Like an apple. Some people would make it out of an apple.
And we were lucky enough to get zigzags,
yeah.
Like get the rolling papers, because that was, you had to be 18 to buy those. And at least the stores we went to. And yeah, man.
You got these dudes doing dabs.
It's nuts.
You know, I'll be out somewhere at some party. Hey, man, you want to just dab? No. Not good.
I don't need to be violently high for the next 12 hours.
Right. I don't want to be awkwardly high.
And all the different strains, like all the weed we smoked back in the day, it was terrible weed. It made your throat scratchy.
It's that Mexican brick weed, man.
I do remember we had my one buddy. You always had that one friend in high school that always is high, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he made a bong, and we called him Billy Bong. And if my mom is listening, I never smoked out of this. It was called Billy Bong, and he literally took two plastic Pizza Hut glasses and welded them together.
Okay.
Like plastic welded them together and then made a bong. So we would do, there was a bong out of that. It was insane.
Kids are so creative. As soon as you smoked one joint, you're like, man, I can make it out of anything.
You turned into the MacGyver of smoking weed.
Yeah. I think everybody went through that stage.
Yeah.
You know?
The pop can. You remember the pop can?
The pop cans, of course.
They're sitting there. You had to make the little dent and then poke the little holes. Mm. The weed never stayed in place.
Used to have a buddy make it out of
from what I've read in books.
Right. A toilet paper roll.
Well, that's what you blew the smoke into. Uh-huh. You put the dryer sheets inside. That's how we can get away with it, man. Right. They'll never know,
parents,
man.
Come home. You doing laundry? Or
Here's the funny thing, and we were so stupid, is that even though we blew it through the dryer sheet, and yeah, it changed the smell, the room was still full of smoke.
Yeah. Yeah. My parents aren't dumb.
It's just my incense, Ma. I'm a 13-year-old boy that likes the smell of incense. What are you talking about? So dumb.
There's a quick story. I don't know if I should tell this story or not.
Is it about your buddy and your mom and his mom coming home?
No, it's my brother in the basement. This is way back.
You already started.
Way back.
You already
in high
started.
School.
You got to tell the story.
All right, we experimented once or twice. You know, I'll put it out there. Why not?
You smoked it, but you never inhaled, right?
Exactly. So I'm in my parents' basement downstairs. They're gone. Experimenting a little bit with my brother, and you know, I do one and I blow it into a blanket. You know, because I just want to, you know. And as I'm doing it, my brother's like, No. I'm like, what? Like, I don't want it to smell that bad.
I know this story. I've heard this story.
He goes, no, don't do that. I'm like, why? He's like, that's my cleanup blanket. Oh, dude.
What a bunch of degenerates.
You know what I'm talking about, right?
Oh, yeah.
His cleanup blanket.
His jerkin blanket.
When he's done, yeah, he cleans up with it. And I have full
his face. Nut rag.
Yeah. Oh, dude, I about puked.
You know what? That's what you get for being a degenerate.
You know how stiff and hard that blanket was?
Cut your lip on it.
That wasn't even a blanket. Right.
It's a boomerang. Break it over your knee.
We put it up on cinder blocks and hit jumps, man. That's how stiff that thing was.
I love it. I can't wait for you to get that text from me. Bro, dude, what the hell?
Get the huffy up,
what
man.
What the hell?
It's a stiff-ass blanket.
By the way, Hunter's brother's name is CJ. He's a grown man.
He's a grown-ass man.
I love it. Yeah, so there you go. I was going to talk about something else, but we could go on forever about weed. So next time you go to Vegas, 40,000 square foot place, you need to check out Planet 13.
They got everything there, man.
It's get high in Vegas, everything. Man. I wouldn't trust myself. There's too many things going on in Vegas
to
be
high.
You know
what's weird about Vegas, though? It's legal, yep. So you can smoke it. You walk around and smoke it, but not one time I saw somebody walking around smoking.
Yeah.
It's weird. It's like it's legal, but no, but there's still like the sketchiness there.
Well, and I don't know. I think it takes away some of that.
The mysteriousness of it?
Yeah, the mystique, if you will.
Right.
So, like I said, Vegas is not good for weed. There's too much going on, a lot of noises and bright lights. I think it would freak me out. Cocaine, it's perfect for. Cocaine, perfect for Vegas. Love it.
The morning.